And you around. You and him are different Christians. That's for certain.
Yeah, but you wouldn't say
you're a solo scriptura. And he's not. Stop pushing me.
No, because
don't touch me.
Yeah, but
because you are very. I don't know. Your fashion is going to anger now. It doesn't matter if you're French or Lebanese or whatever you are. You are Christian. I've told you that once.
I'm telling you once again. But you asked me to get them to come down to.
No, no. I'm asking you. Don't touch me. Okay, can you manage that?
Yeah,
I don't care if you're French or not.
Don't want to put it on.
If you're too, if you're too passionate, maybe
you're using the Quran as a chain.
The Quran is the same.
Never change. Okay. So the same Quran you have in your pocket that Muhammad was.
Yes, absolutely.
Doesn't matter as a daughter.
Every single letter in the Quran from the time. I'm answering your question.
And
the answer. Every single letter in the Quran from the time of Muhammad until now is preserved.
Really?
And in fact, the Quran has a verse where Allah will preserve it.
Because he knows there's a chain of people.
Yeah, chain of, it's called,
he knows it's
you know what the chain? No, the chain is called preservation chain.
Yeah, well, why that different Quran?
Sorry, different Quran.
Actually, we brought.
Oh, you're talking about Smith? Have you not seen how many times that man who's a liar was reputed?
I guess liar is often what Muslims say when...
Bro, he himself, if you go online and look for 26 Quran reputation of this, it's clearly there. Because what you don't understand as a Christian, you haven't done research in this topic, have you?
Me, ma, I carry the Quran.
No, but just because you carry... Just because a donkey carries book doesn't make him a scholar.
Yeah, I know.
And I don't mean you're a donkey.
But what's the name of your God? Okay. Who do you worship?
By the way, you already said the Bible. The Bible is Arabic.
In each Quran, it's written in red. The differences.
No, that
in Islam, written in red. In the 26 ones, you open it, and in red you will see.
You know what it means?
Some are tense.
What does the red mean?
The difference is between the. Where we are, we have Arabic speakers.
Which Quran are you talking about?
The 26 we have.
Okay, so who wrote it in red? Who wrote it in red? You guys?
No.
Then who did?
Actually, some Muslims claim.
Sorry, you're saying some Muslims claim.
That's what it is.
Claim what?
I'm gonna raise my voice so you can.
Some Muslims claim what?
We wrote it. We wrote the Quran.
No, but I'm asking you. So who wrote it in red?
People who wrote the Quran.
You know, you're talking about the Tajweed Quran. The Tajweed is how the Quran is basically color-coded in order to pronounce the house correctly. You don't even know the basis of what that Quran, colored Quran is.
You have this 26 Quran.
I'm sorry. Anyway, listen. You know what? Go and do some homework. You're not making yourself look like a fool, honestly, when you say such things. That the Muslims wrote the differences in the red. Seriously. Okay, let me talk.
We prove you that actually the treaty is
signed. Because you're stupid. Oh, I'm stupid. Your French is coming out again. Your French is coming out again. Stupid. Why did you talk to someone else who's not stupid? Yeah?
Because you don't want to. Because you asked for this.
Anyway, I think you have done. You're done here.
I think you asked for what?
I'm talking to him now.
You
asked
for what? You asked for what? You asked for what? Inside the Bible.
You're not talking. Where are you talking?
You are?
Tell the Holy Spirit to control your anger.
You asked
for what? Why did he tell
me? Believe me, I'm
saying
myself.
You asked for what's inside. Anyway, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You asked for
this discussion is finished.
Yeah, you asked for what's inside the Bible.
F-I-N-F-I-N.
You lucky. You're lucky.
Actually, no. That's just
fun. Go away. You can't handle yourself, don't talk to me. Learn manners first.
Okay.
You can't handle yourself.
Now, since I don't have the sources on me right now,
let's discuss what you found. That's all.
This is what I would like to say. This is true. Check everything that I say. Google it up.
No, I'm not going to do that. The onus is on the one who makes a claim to provide the evidence. Don't ask me to Google it up.
I don't have the.
That's fine. Why didn't you come back when you're prepared? How about that?
No.
I'm here most Sundays, so you won't miss me. Inshallah.
And you can actually deny them.
It's not about me denying or accepting. If you are unable to show me with references, with evidence from the Bible, this debate is already finished. Because you see, a debate is only meaningful and productive when you're able to substantiate what you're saying. You cannot just make a claim, expect me to believe it. Do you agree? And I would do the same with you. When I make a claim, I'll make sure that I can back it up from the Bible or whatever source I'm quoting. Then the onus is on you to bring it, not me.
Alright.
So show me, without beating around the bush, the three-in-one concept of the Trinity in the Bible. Are you able to do that?
Yes. Not clearly. As I said,
come back
God,
when you can.
God relies, and the next person that will come will not as well give you the answer that you want.
That's it's not the answer I want. It's clarity, my friend. That's what I'm asking.
We have to base ourselves on the Jewish mode of thinking. If we want to answer this question, we have to rely on these are Jewish prophets. We have to rely on the Jewish.
Do you know any Jewish prophets who believe in the Trinity?
Sorry?
Do you know of any Jewish prophets who believed in the Trinity?
Not in that term.
Not I'm not saying the term. Look, every time I use the term, listen. Every time I use the term Trinity, it doesn't mean they use the term Trinity. Whatever term they use to define this three-in-one concept, did any Jewish prophets believed in the three-in-one concept of God?
They did.
Show me in the Bible.
They did.
Show me one place in the Bible.
Isaiah.
Yeah, show it to me in Isaiah where the three-in-one concept is.
Let me explain.
Please do.
Alright, I will use
you. You got a Bible on you?
No, I don't have one.
I got one. Show me the words and I'll bring it up for you.
You still got another battery. That's really
I will use that's images what you to want explain.
I want you to explain the Bible. Not images.
Otherwise, that means that you don't want a debate.
No, I want a debate based on the Bible. Because you said the Bible is... If your Bible missed out on the most important doctrine, then truly and surely the Bible is not the complete Bible from God.
Let me start with my answer because we're beating around the bush, alright?
No, you are.
No, I'm not.
Mine was the question.
You are not listening to my answer, alright? Now, the thing is, Jesus is the voice of God, the word of God, that pre-existed humanity. God used that word to create what is the world. Now we have to understand that God is not working in the same realm as we are, alright? Mosquitoes or other animals don't perceive the world as we do.
You agree with that? The
sight of an insect or the sight of a lion is not the same as the sight of a human being.
I'm listening, carry on.
Now, God in his greatness will not be perceived by us in all his full magnitude. If God has a word, which is Jesus, that word has to comply to the brain. If God has a hand that manipulates what is going on earth and leads the human being, which I call the Holy Spirit, that's what I'm going to do. The hand, the Holy Spirit, the mouth, Jesus, and the brain, God the Father. Now, in our perception, we will only see, we cannot perceive God as such. For him to send his word, the last word of the final Messiah, he had to send someone in human form. So his essence is that of the word of God, but his body is that of a human being. The spirit is as well of the human being. That's why at one point you can actually read in the Bible that Jesus was troubled in his spirit. And that's what the Apostle Paul said. How can God be troubled in his spirit? His spirit is that of a human being. His flesh is that of a human being. But his essence is that of God. That has pre-existed.
Are we going to Trinity? Because right now you're building up the premises of if Jesus
what
is God.
Say? Three points. Three things. The head.
That's your philosophy. It's not in the Bible, is it?
It is.
Is that in the Bible?
It is.
Show me where.
It is not true.
Show me.
Because God relies
show me which
on our
part of the Bible you're referring to. That's all I'm asking.
You have to understand.
You said God is a brain, Jesus is the mouth,
yeah,
and the Holy Spirit is the hand. Yeah. Where is that in the Bible?
It is not. It relies on our intelligence.
Just now I asked you, is it in the Bible? You said yes, it is. And now you're saying no, it isn't. Make up your mind. Is it or is it not?
It will rely on our intelligence. It's an image.
Is
that
it
I
in the Bible? That's all I'm asking. Is it in the Bible?
It is in the Bible.
So show me where it is in the Bible.
Not textually.
Then how else will it be in the Bible, if not textually?
You know, theologians don't rely on certain words, on certain definitions to express an idea.
No, the theologians look at the Bible, they look at the context, they look at the text in order to derive what the text is saying. Because without the text, you have nothing. Yes? Your texts are even dated beyond the first century. The first 100 years, there was no text of the New Testament.
Word of God.
That is alive today. That is in
John. That is in the book of John.
What is in the book of John?
then use the word of the God that he predated Abraham. That
no,
is
no, no, no. You see what you're doing there? When he says he's the word of God,
yeah.
Will you take that literally as a mouth? Or do you take that metaphorically as a command of God? He's the word of God. You see, Jesus was created by the word of God. You know, in the Quran, it's called Kalimatullah, same thing. And Allah explains to you what that means. In the Quran, Allah tells you that the similarity of the creation of Jesus is like that of Adam. Allah said, Kun fayakun, be and it is. And this is the word of God. This is the command of Allah by which God created both Adam and Jesus miraculously without, in the case of Adam, without a mother and father, in the case of Jesus, without a father, but with a biological mother.
Let's use your logic.
Okay? So you, the bit you're still not answering is the concept of the three in one, which you seem to be beating around the bush. You know, when you came here, I thought, okay, those two guys were just waffling. I thought this gentleman might have an answer. It looks like you're no better off. You so far have spent what? How many minutes have you spent?
No,
at least 20 minutes you have spent here. And so far you're still struggling to show me a single verse from the Bible which shows you or advocates the concept of the Trinity. You don't just, why don't you admit it? It's not there.
No.
And I'm trying this cutting and straws
here. You have just used the Quran to explain your philosophy regarding Jesus.
And I expect and you to show me from
no,
the Bible.
No.
That's all I'm asking.
You have to use Jewish scripture.
You keep saying Jewish scripture. And I ask you, in the Jewish scripture, did any prophet or messenger or apostle ever believed in the three-in-one concept of God? Show me where.
We are dissecting the answer. We are using, for example, to use the fact that God cannot be perceived by human beings. I started with that. Is found in several verses of the Bible.
You know what is found in the Bible? That God is one, not three in one.
Exactly.
Okay, so what you're saying is what is not found in the Bible. What I'm saying is what is found in the Bible.
No,
God clearly says, listen, God clearly says in both in Deuteronomy and in Matthew and in other passages that He is one. Mm-hmm. You know the Shema, like you said, go to the Jewish understanding.
Yeah, exactly.
The Shema, do you think when the Jewish people recite the Shema, do you think they think about the Trinity? About the concept of the three-in-one God.
Because it didn't exist at the time.
What do you mean at that time?
It didn't exist at the time.
Are you saying in the time of Jesus did it exist?
The word of God existed.
No. Did the triune Godhead understanding of God exist in the time of Jesus?
You know,
so it didn't exist in the time of Jesus. It didn't exist in the time of the Hebrew prophets. It did not exist before that. It did not exist in the time of Noah, in the time of Adam. None of them ever believed in the Trinity. But you guys come here and tell us. Think of the Jewish understanding, please.
No, you are blocking your own thought, and I'm telling you why. I am one, right? I, myself.
You're not going to use that argument.
No.
Seriously?
We have to use
that. The spirit, the body, and flesh.
No, we have. No,
seriously?
No, I didn't.
Which one are you going to use today?
No.
Go on.
I am one. I was born as one. I came out of my mother's womb as one. Now you, if you are blind, and that's what human beings are. Human beings are blind, right?
Sorry, are what?
Human beings. Let's use the image.
Human beings are?
Are blind. Not
blind.
Not literally,
then?
But in the sense of perception, compared to God, all right? Let me use that. We are blind. You are blind. Let's say you are blind. And I am God. Now, I'm coming to you. And I start speaking to you. And my word is Jesus. Now, I'm leading you with my hand, but you don't see the rest of my body, and that is the Holy Spirit. I'm explaining to you the Christian thinking. Now, who leads the whole process is my brain. Remember, you are blind, but you haven't seen my arm. It exists. My stomach are these three different things. When a blind person listens to someone, and this is Jesus, is it different from the brain that leads the person and leads the conversation? Is it different from the hand that guides you, which is the Holy Spirit?
It is different, I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why it's different. Okay, when Jesus was a human being, yes? When Jesus was a human being, he was fully man. Are you okay? Do you need some water? Need some water? Just kite, yeah?
Okay, but
it's a water. It's a pollen sometimes. Yeah, take it, it's alright, take it. No, I'm alright. You gave me enough sugar for today. Definitely keep it, that's fine. There's a cap. I didn't go, you alright?
What gives you that idea? Yeah, but he's not going to believe you, he's going to believe him.
It's been 2 hours we've been here.
I've been closer to him.
But I would know.
This is going to get interesting with the British person. What do you want me to do?
Okay, so ask him if God is three in one or one. Between none. That's what you've been talking about for the last 20 minutes.
He's saying from a Jewish philosophy, we should think. So ask him now from this philosophy, he would ever conceive the idea of a three in one God.
From the Shema.
Shema Isaiah, Adonai.
Sorry. Good thing I saved it. Save it.
In the book of Isaiah, has God given Isaiah the possibility to describe the last Messiah as he should be described? Yes. What does he say about the Messiah?
Will the Messiah that you are expecting, was he ever to be worshipped in any real form? Thank you very much. Now you can continue.
No, hold on. Was that Messiah meant to suffer? Isaiah 53.
As all humanity.
Yes, as all humanity, exactly. Now, was he meant to
be worshipped?
Don't put words in my mouth. Don't put words.
I'm helping you out, bro. Yeah.
Was he meant to be born in Bethlehem? Bethlehem, yes. Somebody has a Bible.
Okay, anyway, what is the point of the enemy?
What I'm saying is
trying to prove that.
Look, we know, as a Muslim, we believe that he's a Messiah. No problem with that at all.
What I'm saying,
stick with the divinity. Okay, stick with the divinity.
Yeah, I'm explaining.
It says in scripture that Jesus would have the fear of God, the spirit of the fear of
exactly.
God.
Exactly.
Now, how can he fear God?
Instead of us asking in the roundabout way, instead of us asking in the roundabout way, why don't we ask this gentleman, do you believe Jesus is the Messiah?
No, he was a special person.
So whether he was born in Bethlehem doesn't really hold any meaning. I know that. So you asking him if he was born in Bethlehem makes no difference. Exactly. No, Aki, he doesn't believe Jesus Messiah, but they believe he existed. That's all he said.
His followers and his own others. As grown adults.
Who did that?
The God of Israel, Yahweh. He has always considered you with some responsibility. You have the choice to do good or you have the choice to do good.
Like everyone else?
Someone like an adult, right? And as such, he was treating them as well as his children, right?
What's your point?
My point is, when you are a father, and you see your child growing up, becoming gradually adult, you are the information that you give your child. And certainly, you will tell your child, okay, don't touch the fire, don't speak to strangers. That will be the beginning of the world. As you grow, as they grow, you will add attitude. And then eventually, you will get to a point where your child will have a full-fledged conversation with you.
So what you're saying, right through the Old Testament, God was revealed as one, and as they mature, there comes the New Testament,
No,
you're putting words on my mouth.
What are you trying to say? Stick to the divinity, don't rule over faith. Stick to the divinity of Christ.
Okay, so he didn't say everything. What's the point then?
At a certain point, Moses came up, and not Moses,
we don't believe anything was introduced after the Bible. It's all written in the Bible. There's nothing extra in the Bible.
Yeah, but my point is, at the time of Noah, he didn't
explain things as he did to Moses.
He only revealed himself once to millions of people in the desert, but before then he wasn't revealed.
Exactly.
But to single people, to Abraham.
Abraham, yeah.
But not to millions.
But
not to a lot of people.
Part of his nation and part of his knowledge and wisdom to Abraham. He delivered someone to Noah. You agree with that?
Yeah.
So,
The way we believe is that when God came, he gave one Bible, and in there contains everything. He's never written anything since then, and that is finite. There's nothing to add to it.
I'm still trying to figure out what point you're trying to make, honestly.
Okay.
Just get to the point, my friend. Just get to the point. Because they got a family, they got to go somewhere.
Yeah, okay. You didn't know. Leave the gentleman alone.
I'm saying, now, make it easy for him.
Now, the thing is, if you were Islamic to Messiah, he would not tell you ahead of time what he would do.
In Israel, if he revealed to 3 million people in the desert,
no, one person.
No, 3 million. 3 million people at any time. Probably more, but we know at least 600,000 men between the age of 20 and 40. So if it's unlikely, impossible pretty much, that such an important part he would reveal to one person in the quiet. It's just impossible. He would have come again, the new revelation, which will happen hopefully when Messiah comes. He's not going to come.
When they're not prophecies, though.
They never added anything.
Isaiah 9:6.
Never added anything to the religion. Do you believe God? Don't let anyone add anything to religion. To add such a vital part to religion without telling 3 million people again, so clearly, like we had originally.
Especially
but
because
I used an image.
And any single person can say that God came to me, but why should you believe me?
It's all right.
Because you're putting out that.
Okay. You never added anything.
Okay, show me this picture.
Use my argument. Yeah, it takes time, but I have to use my argument. Because it's very different from everything that people say around me. Alright? We cannot perceive God in his full glory. You agree with that? Ants don't perceive the world in the same way that we do. We have a different eyesight, perception, and senses, right? Now, if God is full, I'm using the same image that I use.
I don't think so.
If God is full and magnificent, let's say we are blind people. Human beings are blind people. Now, I come to you, and I use my voice. That is the word of God.
I
use my mind to have a conversation.
He expects the Jewish conversation with God, or with his or even
but you will not be here.
Not alone.
I use my hand to guide you, and that is the Holy Spirit. But I have not changed. But from your perspective, your vantage point, you see me as me. But I'm still one. My voice, my thoughts, my hand, a part of me. That's the way that Christians explain things.
But it's not biblical.
I'm not arguing with that, because we also believe that there's mind.
But what he's saying is the Ruach Kadesh is a separate person.
No, you won't say that all the same.
Are you saying the Holy Spirit is another person?
No. We are one.
But you believe in the Trinity? Three persons in one.
Like to use the word,
but do you believe in the concept?
Yes, we're all part of
the Trinity. The Trinity theory is that three separate persons in one. But the Ruach Kadesh.
You're saying somewhere in the middle, it's all one. So don't even argue.
Yeah, it's all one.
There's no argument.
It's never three in one. Tell him that. Because that's what he's trying to say. He's saying God revealed himself in different ways.
But you are one. I'm sorry, you got
up. No problem, I think we should end it here unless next time you show us clear evidence from the Bible or the Trinity.